Hi, this is David Greenwald with MuscleAudio.com. I wanted to give you some instruction on how to do the squat. And this instruction is included at the beginning of any workout where squats exist in any of my MuscleAudio.com workouts. But I wanted to break it out, split it out, and just give it to you here free of charge because I see so many people do the squat improperly and unsafely that they are not only not doing it right, not getting the most out of it, but they're really increasing their risk of injury and slowing themselves down in progress. So anyway, what you're about to hear is a 5-minute segment, which is the beginning of the first workout for any MuscleAudio.com workout where squats are being included. And I include this kind of lengthy introduction of the squats because it's such a vital movement. It's very complex, but when it's done right, it's one of the very best movements you'll ever do in your life. Here you go. Okay, it's time to listen as I tell you how to get ready for your first set of barbell back squats. This is going to take about 6 minutes, so if you've already heard this, make sure you just fast forward to the next track now. First, most lifters agree this exercise is the granddaddy of all leg and glute exercises. The only other exercise as great for creating great thighs and glutes is the lunge. This exercise is illustrated on page 80 of Strength Training Anatomy. This exercise will work the entire thigh, glutes, and hamstrings. If you will regularly perform the squat with effort, intensity, and periodization, there will be no need for foo-foo butt exercises or sissy cable or machine abduction or adduction exercises. This exercise will also stress the shoulders and back, and you need to be aware of this. The squat is incredibly effective and safe if done correctly. Here are some cautions and things people routinely do wrong that cause them problems. Be careful not to allow your knees to go past your toes at any time, but especially in the down position. This is usually caused by people making their first downward movement a bend of the knees. The knees immediately go forward and they are already in trouble. The first downward move should be to sit back. And I mean sit your butt back and keep sitting back and keep sitting back and keep sitting back all the way down. Think of yourself sitting down on a park bench while keeping your back flat. As you sit back and lower your hips, keep your neck in line with your back and your back flat, not rounded. Don't look down at the floor except to get your foot placement when initially setting up. Look straight ahead or slightly up. Most knee pain is a result of improper form on this exercise. When done properly, it's not uncommon for strong lifters to squat 300, 400, or even 500 pounds for reps without any knee wraps or knee support. So if your knees hurt, I highly doubt it's because you are using too much weight. You are either not properly warmed up, or you are using improper form in all likelihood. Also, it's important your knees track straight. Your knees should not wobble from side to side at any time during the repetitions. Your knees should track between your big toe and your first toe. If your knees wobble in or out, reduce the load until your form is good. You will start this exercise by already having the bar loaded. You will place your hands evenly on the bar by walking toward the bar from behind. Do not back into the bar. You need to see where your hands are going. Even hands will create an even bar position across your upper shoulders. Check your hands for evenness as you grip the bar. Climb under the bar rather than back into it. With the bar sitting on your trapezius muscles, your traps, just above your rear deltoids, you will unrack the bar and safely take a step or two back. Look down. Your feet should be shoulder width or slightly wider, toes pointed just slightly outward but not over exaggerated. Okay, at this point you will look up. Give the bar a tight squeeze with your hands. Inhale. Tighten the abdominals by trying to make your abs touch your back. Then put a slight arch in your low back and sit back while lowering your hips toward the floor. This will create a bend at the knee, but again, you should not be thinking, bend the knees first, because that would be wrong. You hold your breath. Keep a slight arch in your low back and keep your abs tight until you have dropped your hips to the point where at least a 90-degree bend at the knee has occurred. Then you press through the floor and drive the weight back up. Think about that. You press through the floor and drive the weight back up. You keep your back flat. You finally exhale and grab another big breath at the top right before beginning your next rep. Listen to me. While at the top, that's when you breathe. Do not allow your knees to lock back straight, ever. Always keep them just slightly bent. Also, the 90-degree at the knee bend squat is pretty standard textbook stuff. Personally, I like to see the upper thigh almost parallel with the floor when in the down position. This is much deeper than a 90-degree bend at the knee. This takes substantial practice to master. An increase in flexibility may also be in order. Why does this sound so complex? I'll tell you, because it is. This part, if you are new to squatting, is worth listening to over and over and over again, and practicing with a broom handle, no weight, or empty bar with a mirror until you feel you have it right. Having someone close to spot you is smart too. It is common as you practice sitting back all the way till you are in the fully down position to fall over backwards. It takes hundreds of practice reps to train your nervous and muscular system to coordinate the movement. But know this, one of the reasons this exercise is so awesome is because it is so complex and it works so many muscles. And for most bodybuilders and body transformationists, this is the hardest exercise you will ever do. Master it and nothing else will be as difficult, I promise. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you learned something from that. And most of all, I hope you'll use it to improve your squat form and get the most out of it without getting injured. And remember, the secret to growing muscle, the secret to laying down new muscle, the secret to tightening and toning those soft spots is injury-free progression of strength in the 6 to 15 repetition range. That's injury-free progression of strength in the 6 to 15 repetition range. I'm confident if you'll apply the principles that I taught in this little 5-minute instruction audio, that your squat form will improve, you'll get more out of it, and you'll reduce your risk of injury. Until next time, you can see what I'm doing at Muscle Audio by visiting the website. The website is www.muscleaudio.com. That's www.muscleaudio.com. And of course, don't forget to check out what's going on over at leannesslifestyle.com. That's LEANNESS lifestyle.com. Until next time, we'll see you later. Goodbye.